Listen now to a selection of news articles from around the world, from whale hunting in Japan to the evolutionary trick that dogs have learned to capture our human hearts.
Japan returns to commercial whaling. Japan has resumed commercial whale hunting after more than 30 years, ignoring protests from conservation groups who call the practice inhumane and obsolete. On 1st July, its commercial whaling ships set sail with permits to hunt 227 minke, brides, and sei whales in Japanese waters before the end of the year. Commercial whaling has been banned since 1986, when members of the International Whaling Commission, Japan included, introduced a hunting ban to allow whale populations to recover. Japan never really stopped whaling, however. Like Norway and Iceland, two other whaling nations, Japan thought that the ban would be temporary. But by 1988, when it realized that the ban was permanent, Japan began exploiting a clause that allowed whaling for research. Since then, it has killed between 200 and 1,200 whales in the Antarctic each year for what it claims were research purposes. Last year, Japan tried one last time to convince the International Whaling Commission to allow commercial whaling with sustainable quotas. When that attempt failed, it decided to leave. Their decision surprised no one. Japan has always said that whaling is an ancient tradition that shouldn't be subject to international interference. But while it is true that Japan's coastal communities have hunted whales for centuries, there doesn't seem to be much of an appetite for it today. Consumption of whale meat only became widespread after the Second World War, when food was scarce. Today, it makes up just 0.1% of Japan's total meat consumption. Some people believe, therefore, that Japan's move is really just a face-saving solution, and that the country will eventually abandon whaling entirely because there just isn't the market for it. At least, that is what conservationists are hoping.
Flowers have ears. Israel. Scientists have discovered that some flowers can hear, a skill they use to listen for bees. In tests, Tel Aviv University researchers found that evening primrose flowers reacted to sounds of a bee's wing beats by increasing the sugar content of their nectar by about 20%. But when played sounds at a higher frequency, the flowers didn't change their nectar. Using lasers to observe the plants, the scientists discovered that it's the blossoms that act as ears, the sounds of a buzzing bee causing the petals to vibrate. The research shows that plants can respond to sound in an ecologically relevant way, producing sweeter nectar and so boosting their chances of being pollinated.
Dogs know how to manipulate you. UK and USA. When dogs give you their sad eyes look, the one that says, "Adopt me," or "Pass me another slice of salami," they know exactly what they are doing. A new study has found that over thousands of years of domestication, dogs have evolved muscles that allow them to make expressions that appeal specifically to humans. British and American scientists compared the facial muscles of dogs and wolves and found that dogs have developed an extra muscle for raising the inner eyebrow. This makes their eyes appear bigger and more infant-like, triggering a nurturing response in humans that works almost every time.